This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But I don't want any one of you to study Arabic until your thirst for it becomes uncomfortable. Like you can't take it anymore. Because if you don't have that kind of fire in you, you will quit in a week. Okay, last one. I'm hungry. Yes.
First of all, I'm really impressed always by your lectures. If you talk about the Arabic language and how insightful the Arabic language is.
Yeah.
And how comprehensive, and like, I'm always fascinated how you explain it. And my question is, how could I get a deeper understanding of the Arabic language, and how could I study it? Where could I study it? What methods are the best to get a deeper insight of the Quran? Because if I read just a translation in German or in Afghani, in Pashto or something like that, I don't really get it. And if I hear your lectures, I get a deeper understanding, and my goal is to go deeper into it by myself. And how could I achieve this goal?
Good job. That's what I want to hear.
That's what I want to hear.
I want to make you guys feel disturbed. Why don't I have this access myself? I want to make you feel uncomfortable. And I want to turn that discomfort into a passion. Because when you say, I want to learn Arabic, it's so cool, then you're going to get lazy. But when you feel the pain of not knowing it, then you will keep going until you know it. You understand me? And part of the reason I'm giving these durus and showing you things on the screen and things like that is because I want you to feel the pain. I really want you to, hey, I want to know that. I don't know. How do you know that? Now, the thing is, I'm just telling you for myself. I studied Arabic. I've talked about this a bajillion times, but this is for you guys. I was in New York. My parents left. I was living by myself. I couldn't afford the rent by myself, so I had to get a shared apartment with a roommate, and his family lived upstairs, and I shared the basement. And I couldn't afford to go and study Arabic in some fancy place. I couldn't even afford a train ticket, much less a plane ticket. So I'm sitting in New York working full-time, going to college full-time, and I have the dream of learning Arabic. And I found somebody teaching an Arabic course. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. I would go to college in the morning, work in the evening, and late at night, I'm going to this Arabic class after two trains and a bus, and then a long walk to get to the class. I'm taking this Arabic class, which means at least I got a start. And you know how long that class was? 3 weeks long. That's it. It was just 3 weeks. And then the teacher left. And then I'm like, what do I do now? Then I found some used books outside the bookstore that I could afford. It was $4. I bought that, and the book already had all these markings in it. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to learn from this. And I didn't understand 90% of the book. So I kept taking a train from Queens to Brooklyn to ask the imam, some Arab imam. I was like, Mahada, Mahada, Mahada. That's the only Arabic. Mahada, what's this? What's this? What's this? And he'd be like, and then he'd just keep answering my questions. And then, like, then I was like, okay, I need to save up a little bit, get the next book, then get the next book. I bought whatever used books I could find in Arabic, because this is in 1835. We didn't have Google. We didn't have PDF downloads, you know? This is before those days. I come from the ancient times of cassette tapes, and somebody had a Sony Walkman. They were cool, you know? So I buy another used book, the Cambridge Elementary Modern Standard Arabic book, which was written for in the 70s at Cambridge University in England. I found a used copy of it. And it was meant for people that want to work in the oil industry back in the 70s. If you want to get a job in Dubai or Saudi or whatever, go through this curriculum and you'll learn how to make, you know, oil deals in the Arab world. And I went through that entire curriculum by myself. I did that book in 1 month. Just plowed through it. Studies. And while I'm going to school, while I'm going to college, what I'm trying to tell you is, I didn't wait for someone to say, how do I begin? I was like, I don't care. I can't wait. I'm going to do whatever I can. And I just kept going and going and going. And then I found one teacher, another teacher, another teacher, another book. Then I was like, I don't know anything. My God. by the time I got to like advanced grammar, I was like, bro, I've been studying for 2 years. I didn't know any of this. And then I started studying that. And when I finished that, then I'm like, Badaha, I don't know anything. Dude, what is this? And then I started studying that. So I just, and then eventually I turned all of that into a curriculum. Like, if I had to go here, 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 here to find my path, I want to take the next generation of students to give them this. Here's the path laid out for you. But, and I didn't have a teacher I could study with full time. First of all, I couldn't afford it, and I couldn't afford the time. So all I had was either cassette tapes or old books or, you know, just pounding my head against the wall. That's how I studied Arabic. But my focus was all the guys around me, they were like, oh, I'm going to this Islamic lecture. I'm going to this conference. I'm going to this. I was like, that's cool. I'm going to study some Arabic, memorize some Quran. Because I just wanted Quran. I just really wanted to taste the Quran. And focus, just focus. 2 years, 3 years, just stay with it. And what I've done now, alhamdulillah, I put the curriculum together. I'll be talking to you guys about that on the last day of class, about my Arabic curriculum and what you might be able to do with it. But I don't want any one of you to study Arabic until your thirst for it becomes uncomfortable. Like you can't take it anymore. Because if you don't have that kind of fire in you, you will quit in a week. If not in a week, you'll quit in 2 weeks. But if the right fire is built inside you, the thirst for just direct access to God's speech, that thirst gets built inside you, you will work. You will work hard. And then you will stop. This generation, I don't give you guys enough credit. There's enough hard workers among you. But one of the things that scares me about this is a generation of convenience. And we're slowly coming out of that. You say, but if the class is not in person and it's not in an air-conditioned room, I don't know. I'd rather study under these conditions. Like the learning has to happen on your terms, because it's like you're ordering food at a restaurant. You have to pick which toppings you want. If you're really thirsty for this knowledge, then you will get it any way possible. And are there more ways of accessing knowledge now than ever before in human history? Yeah. And we're lazier now than ever before in human history. It's ironic. People used to travel across deserts, man, to learn two words. And now you could just Google it. You guys open up, oh, I know this YouTube video, but it's too long. It's like 2 hours. I don't have 2 hours. Is there a faster way to learn? Is there a McDonald's version of Arabic? Can you give me that? Look, if you want fast food, you can get fast food, but you know what happens to your stomach after fast food. You can get quick fix Arabic, but if you want a long run, I'm telling you, those of you that are serious, I'll give you a plan of action. Within a year, you can start to have direct access to the Quran. And within 2 years, you can become a very advanced student. And I'm talking about part-time. I'm asking nobody to leave their job or school or family or, you know, goodbye, I'm learning Arabic. Like, you don't have to do that. You could do this part-time. You could do this at home. You can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. I know it's time for us to go, but I'll take one last one, make it really quick.
Hey everyone, the clip you just saw was me teaching something about the Arabic language and the intricacies that are involved in appreciating the depth of the Quran. I want you to have that skill for yourself. I want to be able to teach you this stuff so that you can appreciate firsthand what's going on in the language of the Quran. I know that might be intimidating, but the first steps you can take are actually available from me on YouTube. Just take a look at this series that's showing up on the screen. Get started on this playlist. It's called The Dream Intensive One. Start with day one. It's just a 10-day commitment. Let's see how far you get, and I'll give you further instructions.